欢迎各位听众回来收听我们今天星期三的专题热线，我是 Mandy 文许婷。今天也是圣诞节，很快我们都会迎来2024年的尾声。在过去的一年当中，我们都想和大家去回顾 BC 新民主党的表现，还有在改善民生方面的愿景。所以本台就和 BC 省长尹大卫和新任的 BC 省财政厅长贝亚丽 Brenda Belly 做了一个年终的专访。在上一节已经讲到明年省议会重开之后，新民主党省府的未来的新一份施政报告和财政预算案当中的一些计划，也都有讲到在经济方面是有什么措施可以加快经济增长。我们现在继续听这个年终专访。省长啊，刚才你就讲到怎样去应对美国当选总统特朗普所讲到的关税的威胁啦。咁你亦都话呢，贸易多元化呢係好重要嘅。咁如果讲到贸易方面呢，美国就係加拿大最为重要嘅贸易伙伴啦。咁喺现时呢有呢个潜在威胁嘅情况下呢，省长你会唔会考虑去发展同埋加强 BC 省同其他国家嘅贸易关系呢？咪例如係印度啦，又或者係中国等嘅国家。
We have to increasingly diversify our trade relationships. Our two major trading partners right now are the United States and China and British Columbia. These are major partners for us. Unfortunately, these are two countries that are very much disagreeing with each other right now, and the consequences of that disagreement are washing into Canada and certainly into Mexico as well. And so making sure that we're diversifying our relationships beyond those two major trading partners is going to benefit British Columbians with increased stability. So there are emerging markets. Certainly India is a significant partner for us, but also Vietnam, Korea, Japan, finding partners where we think there's significant room for growth in our trading relationship is where we're going to be focused and diversifying those relationships. We have incredibly important trade relationships with China and the United States, but as Canadians, we often feel the impacts of these global geopolitical struggles. And so to protect British Columbia families and jobs, having more trading partners is a very positive thing.
省长尹大卫就说，刚才已经提到需要将贸易多元化，现时 BC 省最主要的贸易伙伴就是美国和中国。但是不幸的就是现在美国和中国关系恶化，双方在很多问题上都存在比较大的分歧。这些矛盾也都影响到加拿大和墨西哥。而印度也是一个重要的贸易伙伴，同时 BC 省也都会和日本、越南、韩国等国家去继续进行贸易，保护我们 BC 省的家庭和行业的工作职位。他认为贸易多元化是一件非常积极的事来的。在详细讲到经济方面，现在我又想问回我们的 BC 省财政厅长贝亚丽。厅长啊，如果要发展我们 BC 省的经济呢，除了好像刚才省长尹大卫所说的，要将这个贸易多元化呢，确保我们 BC 省家庭和行业的一些工作职位呢可以继续保留之外呢，其实我们 BC 省呢，有什么的行业的经济呢它可以继续呢有一些改善呢？还有 BC 省府未来会不会有一些措施呢是去帮助这些行业啊或者业界啊继续呢去发展呢它们的经济呢？
I've mentioned a number of different areas, mining, life sciences, technology. Forestry has opportunity for improvement. But I think what's important is the slowdown of the economy. Some of this is closely related to the cost of commodities. For example, LNG has not, the cost of LNG that we're selling has gone down. Coal, which is also an export, has gone down, metallurgical coal. And it's important to note that the price has gone down for these commodities, not the quantity. So it's actually a pricing situation that will be corrected over time through the markets, of course. We know that there's buyers in much of Asia who are interested in our commodities, and there are price adjustments that are happening in the market right now. So I expect that we will see some of those changes going forward, and that's some of what's driving our prediction that 2025 will be a better year in terms of economic growth.
財政廳長貝雅麗就話咧，佢啱先咧已經提到咗嘅礦產業啦，包括埋咧生命科學同林木業咧，其實都有一啲可以改善嘅機會嘅，即係講到經濟方面啊。咁不過咧，佢話需要注意到一點好重要嘅咧，就係經濟放緩咧同大宗商品嘅成本咧係密切相關嘅。佢舉例咧，液化天然氣啊嗰個成本咧同埋銷售都下降啦，呢個煤礦出口咧亦都下降啦。呢啲大宗商品嘅價格咧，亦都全部下降嘅。並唔係一個數量嘅問題。佢認為咧，依家嘅狀況實際上咧就係價格嘅問題，需要咧市場咧去用一段嘅時間咧去作出調整。咁佢話省府好清楚咧，亞洲有唔少嘅國家啦，對我哋加拿大嘅大宗商品都好感興趣。咁啊，重申咧，現時市場上咧係存在價格調整。咁佢未來。咁佢期望咧未來咧係會有調整啦，相信咧2025年咧 BC 省嘅經濟增長咧係會較今年要好嘅。廳長啊，啱先咧你都同我哋咧有講到咗咧係關於經濟上面嘅一啲嘅情況啦。咁你都話咧應該明年嘅經濟咧會係比今年好啦。咁你較早前咧就喺公布呢個最新嘅呢個財政嘅更新報告嘅時候咧，你就預計今年 BC 省經濟係溫和增長啦，增幅咧約為0.9%。咁你點睇明年嗰一個2025年嘅經濟增長咧？同埋咧，啱先我哋都同省長講到咧，因為美國當選總統特朗普咧，一直講咧就明年一月上任之後咧，就會開始對我哋加拿大所有嘅商品徵收25%嘅關税啦。咁呢個咧會唔會係都會擔心嘅地方咧？
We had predicted in Q1 that we would see economic growth in 2025 at 2%. Because the economy continues to be relatively slow, we're predicting 1.9%. But I will share with you that TD Bank, in an article I read this morning, is predicting 2.1% for British Columbia. So we do expect moderate growth, but we need to work very hard to make it possible for growth to be more than that and work closely with the business community to ensure that we're unlocking any potential that exists within our community.
財政廳長貝雅麗就話咧，佢哋預測咧到2025年第一季度嘅話咧，明年嗰個經濟嘅增長咧係2%左右。咁當然啦，佢承認咧嗰個經濟嘅增長仍然係非常之緩慢啊。不過咧，佢就話有一個比較好嘅預測咧，係 TD 道明銀行咧就預測咧 BC 省明年嗰個經濟增長咧就係2.1%，咁就比省府嗰個預測咧係稍為要高少少啦。咁佢期望咧明年嗰個經濟咧係繼續有溫和嘅增長，同埋咧佢承諾咧省府咧係會努力採取措施啦，盡可能咧係將經濟增長咧拉高超過預測嘅2%，同時咧係要同各業界啦同埋社區去合作啦，可以咧解鎖更多經濟增長嘅機會同埋潛力嘅。不過咧，貝雅麗早前咧亦都已經警告話咧，因為特朗普明年一月上任，佢可能實施嘅一啲嘅潛在嘅關稅政策咧，亦都咧係令 BC 省嘅經濟咧係存在一啲不確定嘅因素嘅。聽長啊，我哋而家講下 BC 省經濟評級方面嘅情況，相信咧你都有印象，就係今年4月咧。S&P Global Ratings 標普全球評級咧，就將 BC 省嗰個信用評級從 AA 下調至 AA 減啦。原因咧就係講到政府嘅支出巨大同埋赤字過大存在風險。咁啊睇到咧，自2021年咧 BC 省失去呢個3A 評級以嚟咧。亦都係標普全球評級機構咧第三次對我哋 BC 省咧下調評級。咁標普當時就話咧，考慮到 BC 省當前嘅財政路徑咧，可能導致債務上升同埋內部流動性極低咧，佢哋未來2年可能仲會進一步下調評級。 咁另一个机构 Moody's 穆迪咧就维持咗对 BC 省长期以嚟嘅 AAA 信用评级，但系咧就话将展望调整为负面。你点样睇有关嘅情况咧？同埋担唔担心呢个经济评级会继续下调咧？
Well, we are still the only province in Canada that has a AAA rating from one of the rating agencies. We still have the strongest rating compared to all of the rest of Canada. We have work to do to make sure that we maintain our strong credit rating, and that's the work that we have going forward.
財政廳長貝亞麗就表示啦，儘管是面對經濟的挑戰， BC 省仍然是保持全加拿大最低的債務與 GDP 比率，並且是唯一還有其中一個評級機構是為我們 BC 省評定 3A 國際信用評級的省份。他說對比其他省份來說，我們 BC 省的情況仍然是相對較好。咁啊，當然啦，省府未來係會採取一啲嘅措施啦，希望咧係可以將呢個信用評級保住啦，同埋可以令到咧呢一啲評級機構咧對於我哋 BC 省嘅展望咧未來向好嘅。咁啊，問完財政廳長同埋省長韻大偉咧，關於經濟方面咧一啲比較深入嘅問題之後咧，依家咧想同翻省長韻大偉咧去傾一傾治安啦，同埋毒品方面嘅問題嘅。省长啊，在今个月初啦，温哥华市中心一间便利店咧就发生了一宗令人非常之震惊的严重伤人案啊！涉案的一名男子咧，当时咧系手持大刀啦，首先咧系向店员作出威胁，咁啊，但系咧，即使店员咧同呢名男子讲啊，你可以随便攞走任何嘢啦，咁但系呢名男子却突然间情绪激动，刺伤咗两名嘅店员。咁当时温哥华市警赶到之后咧，就将呢名男子击毙。咁啊，案件咧引发咗外界好多个讨论。咁啊，有学者同埋专家咧系呼吁各级政府去采取行动，改革公共安全嘅政策。咁你又点样睇呢一宗案件呢？我哋几时可以见到一啲比较改革性嘅政策出嚟咧
？Yeah, this was a very awful, a very disturbing incident.And very likely, although we don't know yet, linked to issues of mental health and addiction. We've had a couple of profoundly disturbing incidents like this happening in downtown Vancouver. It's why we have established some work with an expert psychiatrist in this area, Dr. Daniel Vigo, who is working with us to open facilities to support people who are struggling in this way to get them care.Before they end up in a violent incident. Now, there are a lot of people who are struggling in our streets who are no threat to anybody, but they are in misery on our streets. They need care and support. And there's a small proportion of those individuals who act out violently when they're on drugs or because of brain injuries that they've received because of repeated drug overdose. And so for all of those reasons, making sure that these people get the care that they need, the support that they need,to either be rehabilitated or some of them will need care for the rest of their lives, that we have the ability to provide that care is critically important. So we have two major facilities that are opening in the spring, one in Maple Ridge, one in Surrey, and we will continue that work across the province to ensure we're able to deliver this care for people.
省长韵大卫表示咧，呢个系一宗非常可怕啦，同埋令人担忧嘅案件嚟嘅。咁佢目前咧暫不清楚咧案中疑犯係咪存在精神健康同癖癮嘅問題，而早前咧温氏中心咧已經發生咗多宗類似嘅案件啦。咁啊，所以咧新民主黨省府其實之前已經同多名嘅醫生去合作啦，喺省內開設多個設施，對同時患有精神健康同成癮問題嘅人咧係進行非自愿治療。咁呢個咧，亦都係省新民主黨咧，佢喺競選期間咧所作出嘅承諾。咁韻大偉話咧，其中兩間嘅設施咧，會首先喺明年嘅春季開放啦。咁啊，一間就位於楓樹嶺，一間咧就位於素里嘅。咁有關人士咧，因為咧癖癮問題形成腦損傷啦，繼而喺街頭犯下暴力案件。佢話咧，當局未來會繼續擴大呢一啲設施，提供更多嘅治療選項嘅。 省长啊，根据加拿大统计局的最新数据呢，2023年 BC 省每10万人中就有 40.3 人是死于有毒药物，数字呢在全国省份中几乎是最多啦。咁有毒药物危机呢仍然呢是威胁我哋公共安全啦。新民主党省府会怎样继续应对这个问题呢？
Yes, with respect to the toxic drug supply and the fact that so many of the street drugs that are out there are killing and seriously injuring people, we're going to continue our work to support people to deal with addictions through expansion of treatment beds across the province, making sure that when people show up at the emergency room with an overdose, they can get directly into detox and drug treatment and hopefully start to rebuild their lives, and particularly support for young people. I am a little bit heartened. It didn't come from a good source. Donald Trump's threat to put tariffs on our country has gotten the attention of the federal government around securing our border in relation to some of the chemicals, the ingredients that are used to mix up these toxic drugs in Canada. Our hope is that the federal government will start to put those resources into the border to intercept those chemicals and to address the gangs that are importing those chemicals into Canada across the border. This is something we've been pushing for a long time. And finally, we'll be working closely with the RCMP to make sure they have the tools they need to go after the organized crime groups that are selling these drugs and that are manufacturing them in British Columbia because of, frankly, challenges we've had getting federal government attention around the need to ensure our criminal justice system is responding to these things, using tools that we may have at the provincial level to go after these organized crime groups.
尹大卫就承认啦，有毒药物供应令好多人死亡同埋受到伤害啊。当局将继续支持吸引人士，为佢哋咧系提供更多嘅治疗，包括咧喺全省咧系提供多啲嘅床位啦，确保当有人出现滥药危机咧，到急症室治疗嘅时候咧，能够咧系及时有床位啊，同埋直接可以为佢哋提供排毒治疗，希望能够重建佢哋嘅生活，特别咧系存在吸瘾问题嘅青少年啊。而美国当选总统特朗普早前咧批评有非法芬太尼从我哋加拿大涌入美国。尹大卫就希望咧，联邦政府开始喺边境部署更多资源啦，拦截毒品流入本国啦，同埋打击咧试图将毒品带到本国嘅有组织犯罪集团。最后，省府会继续同黄家琪已经合作啦，确保咧系打击省内贩毒嘅相关犯罪集团嘅。咁啊，嚟到今日我哋咧专题热线嘅尾声啦，我都请咧省长同财政厅长贝亚丽咧系分别咧系为我哋嘅听众咧送上圣诞同埋新年祝福嘅。首先系省长先啦。
Yes, I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to all of the Fairchild listeners. I hope you have a happy and prosperous New Year and a wonderful holiday with your family and friends.
省长尹大卫咧，系祝我哋加拿大中文电台 Fairchild Radio 嘅听众咧，系圣诞快乐啦，假期愉快，同埋咧，祝大家咧同家人与朋友咧度过一个快乐嘅新年嘅。
It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I wish everyone who's listening all the very best for happy holidays and a very successful and prosperous New Year.
财政厅长贝亚丽咧就祝福我哋所有嘅听众咧系假期愉快啦，喺新嘅一年咧马到功成啦，同埋开开心心嘅。咁我哋咧今日听过咧 BC 省长尹大卫啦，同埋新任嘅 BC 省财政厅长贝亚丽咧两人嘅年终专访啦。咁啊，佢哋都同我哋咧谈到咗好多经济方面啦，点样发展我哋 BC 省嘅贸易啦，同埋省长最后都有回应到咧，依家我哋点样改善 BC 省嗰个治安啦，同埋咧毒品方面嘅问题嘅。咁喺今日听完呢一个年终专访之后咧，大家咧都留意一下咧，我哋听日Boxing Day 12月26日咧，有我哋 BC 保守党党领 John Rostad 罗士德嘅年终专访嘅，亦都系同一时段咧喺下午5点嘅专题热线播出啦。咁啊，大家咧要记得留意啦。咁我亦都有问到咧一啲类似嘅问题咧，即系问完省长之后咧，亦都有问罗士德啦。咁大家都可以咧即系留意一下 保守党党领罗士德的这个年终专访特辑啦，咁啊，相信咧喺明年省议会重开的时候咧，佢会点样带领保守党咧，会点样咧去监督咧省新民主党政府咧？我相信呢个都是大家咧即系好关心的事情啊！咁啊，大家咧听日咧敬请留意咧呢一个年终嘅专访特辑啦。咁我哋今日嘅节目时间嚟到呢度啦，祝大家圣诞快乐，假期愉快啊！好多谢咧各位听众嘅收听，我哋咧明天再会。